This is Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM as area high schools test their smarts for points and a chance to be Academic Challenge champion. Academic Challenge on WSJM is presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Now, this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM.
Welcome to another edition of the Academic Challenge. Lawrence High School faces River Valley High School in today's game. We'll start the warm-up round now. The players know the rules. We'll start with you, Lawrence. Category is ancient Egyptian art. This relief formed the back panel of the throne of King Tutankhamun. Identify the background medium.
Good thing I'm a master of Egyptian artwork. So like what it was created with, I'm guessing.
Looks almost like gold.
Captain, your answer?
Amber gold.
It is gold, yes. And so Lawrence is first on the scoreboard. Now, River Valley, here's your ancient Egyptian art question. Historians believe the face of this statue is a portrait of King Khafre, who probably had it built around 4,500 years ago. What's it called? Great Sphinx, to be specific. Yes, that's right. Both teams are on the scoreboard now. And we'll move along to the category now is how many, River Valley? Hermann von Helmholtz found that it was possible to create any given color of light using a combination of how many primary light sources? Three is right. Who's the captain for River Valley? Okay, yeah, the River Valley captain, we're going to need you to speak up a little bit louder so we can hear, please. And how many for you, Lawrence? The law of God was given to Moses on how many tablets of stone?
Two. Everyone
agree? Yeah. Sounds
wonderful. Answer, two.
Two is correct. Lawrence, the category now is Great Lakes. Which Great Lake borders Michigan, Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania?
That'd be Erie.
Oh, Erie. Oh,
Erie.
I thought Erie too.
Because okay. It's Erie, Pennsylvania, so like the town too would work.
Okay. Answer Erie.
Assist from Charles on that one. Erie gets 10 more points. For you, Lawrence, River Valley, here's your Great Lakes question. Which of the five Great Lakes is the only one to border Michigan and Canada only? Captain, your answer?
Answer Lake Superior.
It's not Lake Superior. Lawrence?
I'm pretty sure it's Huron.
Yeah, yes. Huron. Okay. Answer Huron?
Huron is right, so Lawrence picks up a total of 20 points on the Great Lakes. River Valley, we're back to you with a history question. This ship had an oppressive commander and a cargo of breadfruit saplings. On April 28, 1789, 3 weeks into a journey from Tahiti to the West Indies, what ship was seized in a mutiny led by Fletcher Christian? Captain, your answer?
Answer the Santa Maria.
It's not the Santa Maria. Lawrence, want to take a shot at it?
Does anyone have any idea?
I personally have no idea. I don't have any idea. No one else.
I'll have to tell you then. The answer is Bounty. Mutiny on the Bounty. No score there. Lawrence, your history question. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 gave which cabinet official the authority to enforce desegregation of public accommodations? Section 206A states that if this Justice Department head has reasonable cause, they may bring a civil action.
Does anyone know?
Would it just be like Chief Justice of the Supreme Court?
Okay.
Is he good, like the District of Columbia, like that court, or it's the Chief Justice? But I'd probably go Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Okay. We need
answer Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Not that official. River Valley, do you have a guess? The cabinet official authorized to enforce desegregation. Captain, your answer? Time, it's Attorney General was the answer. No score on that one. We move to Shakespeare now. Lawrence, this one's for you. Shakespeare's tragedies end with at least one death. How do his comedies end?
With at least one marriage?
Okay,
answer. With at least one marriage.
Yes, that's right. Well done. How about you, River Valley? He ruled Scotland from 1040 to 1057, following the death of Duncan the First. Name this king, the title character in a Shakespearean tragedy.
Answer Macbeth.
Macbeth gets 10 more for the River Valley team. And River Valley, the category now is President Biden. The president selected Merrick Garland, a federal appeals court judge who in 2016 was snubbed by the Republicans for a seat on the Supreme Court as his what? Captain, your answer?
Answer Vice President.
Not Vice President. That was Kamala Harris. Lawrence?
Anyone know?
I just thought a bit about this. It's part of the cabinet, but I'm not sure.
It's not transportation.
Captain, your answer?
Just guess. I don't know. No answer.
Time. And we've struck out twice on the answer, Attorney General. Okay, I promise no more Attorney General questions this game. Lawrence, President Biden for you. President Trump recently placed what a nearby nation on the U.S. Terrorism sponsor list, though President Biden wants friendlier ties than existed before he took office yesterday.
Where's Beijing?
No, it's not. It's probably Iran. I don't know how recent that was.
I don't know why, but I think it's China because I read something about.
Captain, your answer?
Answer Iran?
No, River Valley. Can you name this nearby nation to the U.S.?
Answer Iraq.
No, Iran and Iraq are nowhere near the USA. Cuba is the answer, and that's the end of the warm-up round. We'll announce the 72nd round categories after substitutions are made, if any.
We'll substitute after the category rounds.
All righty. Mindy Donovan is coach of the Lawrence team. Josh Fairbanks helms the River Valley team. I'm Charles Beal, your host. President of Questions Unlimited, where we'll be presenting a week from Saturday the National History Challenge. We're, as of today, out of room for more teams in that one. But who knows? Maybe these teams would be interested in one of the other tournaments we mentioned at QUnlimited.com. We are ready for the the 72nd round now. The categories are Bible, mythology, states, and the mystery category. River Valley Trail, so they'll choose first.
I'm the captain now.
Okay.
We're going to do Bible.
Okay, Bible they're going for. Nice and loud for us, please, Captain. And start the clock. Here we go. What did the Jordan River do when Joshua led the Israelites over it?
It stopped.
It stopped. What number is the mark of the beast in the book of Revelation?
666.
Please say answer before your official team answer.
Answer 666.
Yes. Whom did the Philistines bribe to find the secret of Samson's strength?
Skip.
Who forgives his 10 half-brothers who had wronged him, as told in Genesis 50?
Answer, Joseph.
Yes. Jesus cursed what sort of tree for bearing no fruit?
Answer, pear tree.
No. Who said that if he were thrown overboard, the storm would stop?
Answer, Peter.
No. Name the book, chapter, and verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Yes, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus left Egypt and returned to which Galilean city? Time. And you got 40 points. We got through 8 of those, so we'll have a possible 40 for River Valley on the category of the Bible. Whom did the Philistines bribe to find the secret of Samson's strength?
Does anyone know?
I did not know this one.
Okay, Skip.
Okay. I'm going to have to do a little housekeeping here, as I gave the points to Lawrence, and this was River Valley's category. And we'll just hit delete there, and we're all set. Did you have a guess on the secret of Samson's strength? I'm sorry.
No, we did not.
Okay, the answer is Delilah. Jesus cursed what sort of tree for bearing no fruit?
Apple?
No, it's an
olive tree, I'm guessing.
That's a good one.
Okay, answer, olive tree?
It was a fig tree. And who said that if he were thrown overboard, the storm would stop?
That's Jonah from Jonah and the whale, probably.
Jonah is the correct answer, yes. And Joseph, Mary, and Jesus left Egypt and returned to which city in Galilee?
I would say Bethlehem, because that's the only one I know.
Nazareth
is right. Well done. And That means 40 for River Valley, 20 for Lawrence on the Bible. Lawrence, pick another category.
Okay, I think we should do mythology because Anna and I are both in.
Yeah, but you can't, like, we won't know for sure if it's going to be Greek mythology.
Yeah, but, like, we choose mythology.
We're going for mythology. And let me look through the set here. Okay, start the clock. Here we go. Which king of Mycenae led the Greek forces at the Trojan War?
Oh, that was, Agamemnon. Agamemnon.
Good. Where did the Greek gods live?
Answer, Mount Olympus.
Eros was the Greek god of love. Who was his Roman counterpart?
Answer, Cupid.
Yes. Which beautiful youth was loved by Aphrodite and killed by her other lover, the god Ares?
Oh, gosh. Answer, Aeneas?
No. What three-headed dog guarded the gates of the underworld?
Answer, Cerberus?
Yes. What was unusual about the facial features of the Cyclops?
Answer, what had one eye?
One eye and middle of the forehead, yes. Who was the Roman goddess of nature, the hunt, and the moon?
Answer, Diana.
Right. Whose abduction led to the Trojan War?
Answer,
Helen.
Helen, thank you. Helen.
Where was the home of Odin, the Scandinavian god of battle and death?
I would say, maybe Valhalla or no?
Time. Time runs out before they could guess on that one. You got 70 points. Nice job on mythology. River Valley, we refer these to you. Which beautiful youth was loved by Aphrodite and killed by her other lover, the god Ares? Captain, your answer? Time. No, the beautiful youth was Adonis. Now you know. And where was the home of Odin, the Scandinavian god of battle and death?
Answer Valhalla.
Can you be less specific?
Answer Asgard.
Asgard is right. How about that? And that closes the book on the 70 seconds round. The score is now 70 to 140 with Lawrence in the lead.
At this time, we're going to substitute. Our next round is going to be Marina, Kyler, Naomi, and Deanne.
Sounds good. And we're all set to go with the Stump the Experts round, where the questions are worth 20 points. We'll start with Lawrence and the category of history. In what decade did Germany become divided into two separate nations?
It was after World War II. Like, so would it be like the 19th century? Or like,
no, what decade?
Right, so it would be the 40s, because
yeah.
Right after the war, us and the Soviets split up.
Answer,
1940s. 1940s is right. River Valley, although slaves in the U.S. were considered property, this similar group in Russia was controlled but not owned. Tsar Alexander II emancipated about 20 million people in 1861. What was the collective name for this group?
Answer, the serfs.
They were the serfs, yes. River Valley Latin American countries is our subject. Major League Baseball now pays this nation $125 million a year for the right to run 30 academies for its youthful prospects. What is this country that accounts for about 20% of active major leaguers, including such big names as Robinson Cano? Captain, your answer?
It's Brazil.
It's not Brazil. Lawrence, can you take it?
Naomi thinks it's the Dominican Republic.
Yeah,
I would choose to know. No, it's the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Answer,
Dominican Republic.
Okay, well, Naomi is a baseball fan. She got that one right. And Lawrence, here's your Latin American country's question. The lake named for this country was considered as a location for the waterway to link the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. What Central American nation was rejected in favor of Panama for the canal via a lake on its border with Costa Rica?
Anyone know?
No, I'm trying to think of a good
Captain,
place,
your answer?
Answer, Guatemala.
Not that Central American country, a river valley. If you don't know, name a Central American country.
Answer, Chile.
No, it's Nicaragua. Elements is the subject now. Lawrence, this is for you. The equation for the process of photosynthesis basically states that water plus carbon dioxide yields sugar plus what element, which comprises 21% of dry air by volume?
Oxygen,
carbon dioxide.
No, because carbon dioxide plus it's answer oxygen.
Oxygen is the answer. River Valley, a cubic foot of this metal weighs 1,207 pounds. Only platinum, iridium, and osmium weigh more. This is the end of Western civilization, warned Lewis Douglas, budget director under Franklin D. Roosevelt, when the president announced that the country was going off what standard? Name the metal and you'll have named the standard.
Answer gold.
Gold is right. Gold with its second appearance on today's show. And now River Valley, the category is Mountain Time Zones. This state includes the northernmost campsite for the Lewis and Clark expedition on their return trip. From its Triple Divide Peak in Glacier National Park, water flows to the Pacific, Atlantic, and Hudson Bay. What state is this?
Answer, Colorado.
It's not Colorado. Lawrence, can you steal the 20 points?
Anyone have a good guess?
Montana.
No.
Ohio.
No, that's way too easy.
Yeah. And also, it's like northernmost.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, Washington.
Well, you should have, if you'd have gone with your first impression, you'd have gotten the 20 points. The answer was Montana. All right, Lawrence, here's your Mountain Time Zones states as Lawrence team members having a good time. El Chapo, Ted Kaczynski, and Terry Nichols are incarcerated at the U.S. highest security prison. Florence Admax, located in what state?
Does anyone know?
I'm thinking New York.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, New York.
No, New York's in the Eastern time zone. We're looking for a Mountain Time Zone state. River Valley?
Answer,
Colorado is right. Lawrence, the subject now is buildings for you. Eight historic images grace its rotunda walls, and sculptures line the perimeter of a nearby chamber. Trumbull's painting of the signing of the Declaration of Independence and National Statuary Hall are both found in what D.C. landmark?
Anyone have a guess? Naomi thinks the National Mall.
Lincoln Memorial.
Captain, your answer?
Answer National Mall. Is that what you said? Yeah, National Mall.
That's not the answer. River Valley. Take a 20-point guess.
Answer Lincoln Memorial.
No, it's the one very much in the news of late, the Capitol building. Well, River Valley, let's try buildings for you. This ancient Egyptian word for brick has kept its meaning for millennia. It had been used to describe sun-dried bricks in Spain and now describes a certain architectural style of the American Southwest. What's the word? Captain, your answer? Clay is not the answer. Lawrence, can you take it?
I think it's adobe. Anyone have any objection?
Oh, that's the material. I don't know if that's the style, but that's a good guess. I'd go for it.
Answer, adobe.
Adobe, in this case, serves for both the material and the style. And another 20 points for you, Lawrence. River Valley, we've got a music question coming up. I personally consider this to be the best music which I have written in my whole life so far, wrote the 29-year-old composer in a letter to his father. Listen and name him.
Mm-hmm.
River Valley, do you have a guess for that composer?
Answer, Beethoven.
It's not Beethoven. Good try, Lawrence. What's your guess?
Mozart?
Or Bach?
I was thinking Bach too. So we'll go with that. Answer, Bach.
Well, your first impression was right again. Mozart is the answer.
I'm sorry, Gian.
Well, that's the way it goes in the academic challenge. And now, Lawrence, a music question of your own. This music originated in the South. Name the style of music or the city mentioned in the song's title. Listen. Lawrence?
It's like blues or jazz or something.
It's jazz, right?
It's more jazz than blues.
Okay, answer, jazz.
We need a more specific answer than jazz. What kind of jazz?
Swing jazz?
No. Lawrence, or rather River Valley, can you steal the 20 points?
New Orleans jazz. Answer, New Orleans jazz.
That's right, or Dixieland jazz. 20 points go to River Valley, and that is it. That's the end of the contest. Let's check that score. It's 220 for Lawrence, 160 for River Valley. Good game played by both teams. The winners, Lawrence High School. Look forward to seeing both of these teams on a later edition of the WSJM Academic Challenge. I'm Charles Beal, your host. So long, everybody.
Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the WSJM Academic Challenge. Bridgman High School will face off against Coloma High in today's edition of this Battle of the Brains. Bridgman, we're going to start with you. The category is folk songs. Here's a carousel version of an old favorite. Listen and name that tune. You recognize that tune, Bridgman?
I don't know if it's its official name, but it's to your ears hang low, I think. Do you guys have a better name?
I think that's it. That's what I was thinking. I believe it's called something along the lines of A Seed in the Hay. It was in a majority of the early Disney cartoons. I looked it up one time. This is in some parts, but I believe it's along those lines.
Captain, your answer?
The answer is Seed in the Hay.
No. Coloma, can you give me the original title of that tune?
Do you guys have any ideas?
No, I don't recognize. Well, I recognize it.
I don't know the name of it either.
No guess. I'll have to tell you. That's Turkey in the Straw. Now, Coloma, this song was written in 1884 as an American Western folk ballad. Here's Bobby Darin's 1960 rendition. Listen and name that tune.
Utica, down by Canyon, excavating for a mine. There lived a miner from North Carolina and his daughter.
Coloma.
Answer Clementine.
Clementine it is. Good ear on that one. And Coloma scores first. We're still with you, Coloma. The category is triangles. Two angles of a triangle are 40 degrees and 80 degrees. What is the third angle?
Katie, I think this one is 60 degrees.
Answer 60 degrees.
60 degrees is the correct answer. Bridgman, I've got a triangle question for you. The vertex angle of an isosceles triangle is 20 degrees. How large are each of the base angles?
That would be 80, right?
Yeah,
because
it's
my
angle, but it's two bottom angles to do this thing.
Answer 80 degrees.
That's right. And Bridgman, you're now on the scoreboard. Bridgman, I have a visual question for you. Just 48 hours after it appeared in Bristol, England, this mural was vandalized. Name the elusive British street artist who created it.
Was it asking for the person or the name of the painting?
It was the elusive street artist.
Banksy,
yeah. Banksy?
Yeah.
Answer Banksy.
Banksy is right. For 10 points. Now, Coloma, what the people in this Millet painting are doing is making a second pass through the field to pick up any remaining grains of wheat. Name the title activity.
Do you guys have any ideas? Because I got lost halfway through that question.
Well, it's asking what the title of the activity that they're doing is, but I do not know. Maybe sweeping the field, I'm not sure.
Captain, your answer?
Answer threshing?
No, can you take it, Bridgman?
What? Maybe a second pass or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Captain, your answer?
Answer the second pass.
They are gleaning. The painting is entitled The Gleaners. No score on that one. Coloma, generals is the subject now. General Cox, I wish you to push out until you strike the Dallas Road. Let me know the position of your head of column by a flame and smoke. Burn barns, horses, anything. What Union general issued this order in 1864 during his march to the sea?
I don't know. Anyone else?
Captain, your answer?
Answer Grant?
Not that, General. Bridgman?
Sherman.
Yeah.
Answer Sherman.
Sherman is right. Bridgman, here's your general's question. He wrote My Life on the Plains in 1874, and his widow, whose autograph I have, wrote his biography, The Boy General, named this youngest ever U.S. general who died as a lieutenant colonel in the 1876 Battle of Little Bighorn.
It's General, yeah, the Custer. It's Custer.
Answer Custer.
George Armstrong Custer it is. Bridgman, we're still with you. We're switching categories to inauguration. The National Park Service shut down access to which Washington, D.C. landmark due to security threats relative to the presidential inauguration?
The National Mall.
Answer the National Mall.
That's not what we're looking for. Coloma?
Kayleen, you think this is the Capitol or Capitol Hill?
I don't know anything about government or history, so it could
this
be.
This is really recent. This is the Capitol is where they stormed, so I'd say the Capitol.
Okay, answer Capitol?
No, not the Capitol. The answer is the Washington Monument. Coloma? What military groups were deployed or placed on alert as threats against all 50 state capitals prior to the January 20 inauguration were taken seriously?
Kayleen, you think this would be the National Guard?
Answer National Guard.
Aiden, with the assist on that one, National Guard is correct. Coloma, Great Lakes is the subject. Which of the Great Lakes has the longest shoreline with Michigan's Upper Peninsula?
Aiden, please tell me. I don't...
Superior, I would think.
Answer Superior.
Lake Superior it is. Bridgman, which Great Lake is connected to the Illinois and Mississippi rivers by the Illinois Waterway?
Lake Michigan.
With that.
Answer Lake Michigan.
Good teamwork on that one, coming to the correct answer. The warm-up round is over. Bridgman leads it 50-40. Good game going. I'll announce the categories for the 70 seconds round after substitutions are made, if any.
Coloma, are we substituting anyone in at this point?
Wasn't I going to get subbed in?
I thought so. Whose place are you taking?
Mm-hmm. We could keep Aiden in, and I don't know who else.
It's one of the other two that is not talking. No offense. Okay, Ingrid or Jody?
Okay, we're all set then.
I just have a sub.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Nika.
So I'm going to sub in Elijah, and Travis, I'll take you out. Jody, let's take you out, and we'll put Kimberly in.
That was John Nika, coach of the Coloma team. I'm sorry, coach of the Bridgman team. The Coloma team is coached by Sarah Glisson and Terry Sheehan. Yeah, I had the semicolon in the right place on the sheet. I'm Charles Beal, your host, president of Questions Unlimited. It's been our pleasure to supply questions for this tournament for decades. And it's a great joy to be serving as host of this program. All right, the 72nd round categories are city, state, nation, and continent. Coloma Trails, we'll start with you.
I think our best bet's on continent because that's the biggest of them and we know nothing about states or cities.
Okay, well, I'll take continent.
All right. Assessing their own store of knowledge and going with continent. Start the clock. Here we go. Locate these countries by continent. Israel.
Isn't that Asia?
Yeah.
Answer Asia.
Yes. Suriname.
Rachel, that's also Asia.
Answer is Asia.
No. How about Bhutan?
That sounds African Europe. Or South American.
So South America? Is that what we're going for?
No.
Africa. What do you want me to say? Africa. Okay. Africa. Answer Africa.
No. Andorra.
Europe.
Answer Europe.
Yes. Mauritania.
Europe, probably.
Answer Europe.
No. Kuwait. Kuwait.
Asia.
Answer Asia.
Yes. San Marino.
I'm not sure.
Pass.
All right, and time runs out. We got through six of them. He picked up 30 points. Did Coloma, and Bridgman will try to pick up the ones they missed. Locate these countries by continent. Suriname.
South America.
And South America.
Yes. Bhutan.
Asia.
Answer Asia.
Yes. And Mauritania.
Africa.
Answer Africa.
Yes. San Marino.
Europe.
Answer Europe.
That's correct. You got them all. So Bridgman 40, Coloma 30 on the continent category. Bridgman, it's your turn.
I think we should do nations.
Yeah, we should do nations. Last
time we did women that Elijah is going to be deferring to you mostly on this one.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go with nations.
Nations is their selection. Start the clock. Here we go. If you're a citizen of the USA, you're an American. Give me the demonym, the most appropriate word describing citizens of these nations, the modern state of Israel.
Israeli.
Answer Israeli.
Yes. Jordan.
Jordanite. Okay. Jordanite. Answer Jordanite.
No. How about Laos?
Laos.
Answer Laos.
No. Yes, I'm told to accept that. Lebanon.
Lebanese. Answer Lebanese.
Right. Peru.
Peruvian. Peruvian.
Yes. Malta.
Maltese.
Maltese. Answer Maltese.
That's it. How about Norway?
Norway. Norwegian.
Yes. Pakistan.
Pakistani. Answer Pakistani.
That's right. Panama.
Panamanian.
Answer Panamanian.
Yes. And finally, Luxembourg.
Luxembourgish.
Answer Luxembourgish.
No. You used your time wisely. It took almost all of those 70 seconds to get through all 10, and you picked up 80 points, a possible 20 for Coloma. If you're a citizen of the USA, you're an American, give me the demonym, the most appropriate word describing citizens of these nations. Coloma, Jordan.
Jordanians. Answer Jordanians.
Jordanian is right. How about Luxembourg?
Luxembourgers.
Luxembourgish, I would say.
Answer Luxembourgish.
No, that's, isn't that what
that's
they said?
That's what they
Your first impression was right, Luxembourger. And that's the end of the 72nd round. It's 80 to 170, Bridgman in the lead. We'll play the Stump the Experts now round now, where the questions are harder. They're also worth more. They're worth 20 points apiece in this round. Any substitutions? We're ready to go then. Bridgman, we'll start with you. The category, constitutional amendments. In 1913, responding to fears about the solvency of the nation, the 16th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, giving Congress the right to do what?
Was that income tax, I think? No, I think that was the Reconstruction Era. Wait, not Reconstruction, like the Progressive Era. I think the 16th.
Captain, your answer?
Answer income tax.
Your first impression was right. It gave Congress the right to levy a federal income tax. Coloma, in 1906, David Graham Phillips wrote articles exposing corruption in this legislative body. These and similar articles helped pass the 17th Amendment, which mandated popular election of the members of what chamber?
Answer Senate.
That's the correct chamber, yes. Literature for you, Coloma. published in 1826 but set in 1757, which of James Fenimore Cooper's novels takes place during the French and Indian War? Think Ungus, Chingachgook, and Hawkeye. Name it.
The Mohicans? I can't pronounce that last word.
Wait, what'd you say, Kim?
The last of the Mohicans?
The answer, the last of the Mohicans?
Is right. And Bridgman, here's your literature question. Which Isaac Asimov book series could have been titled, but was not, The Whole Masonry Substructure of a Building?
Hopeful Masons. Okay, I put that on my go ahead.
Captain, your answer?
Answer the Mormon Bible?
No. Coloma?
I'd say the Foundation series, because that is one of the books that I was reading for my summer assignment.
The Foundation series? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Answer the Foundation series.
That's correct. This is from Aiden, who, and so his reading of that book pays off in a big way. Coloma now is trails by only 50 points. And Bridgman, astronomy is our subject now. This author's 1980 book and TV series explained complex scientific ideas in layman's terms. Name this Pulitzer Prize-winning writer whose 1994 follow-up to Cosmos was Pale Blue Dot, A Vision of the Human Future in Space.
He's Neil deGrasse Tyson. Answer Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That's not it. Coloma, can you name this earlier astronomer and celebrity?
Carl Sagan.
Answer Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan is right for 20 points. We have asked that question this school year in 6 different academic competitions, and you're the first one to get that one right. Coloma, astronomy for you. Named after a Dutch-American astronomer, its members are known as KBOs, about 20 times wider than the asteroid belt. What region of icy celestial bodies starts beyond Neptune's orbit?
The Cooper Belt, or Cooper, something like that. It was named after Gerard Cooper.
Answer the Cooper Belt. Cooper Belt.
I'm going to take that. We would pronounce it the Kuiper Belt, as he was Dutch, of Dutch heritage. But that's certainly close enough to gain 20 points for you. Goodness gracious, you've got 100 points in this round. And now the score is Coloma 180, Bridgman 190. Late in the contest. And Coloma, you could actually take the lead on this one. I have for you, once I find it, it's going to take me a second to set up the music here. I regret that we will have to skip the music this time. The audio portion, I will, however, have to come up with a couple of non-audio music questions. It won't take me very long to do so. All right. This is for you, Coloma. You could take the lead. What kind of musical chord consists of tones whose frequencies are in the ratio of 4, 5, and 6? What kind of chord?
Do you guys have any ideas? I'm thinking it's like a minor chord.
Captain, your answer?
Answer minor chord.
That's not the answer. Can you take it, Bridgman?
The only other chord I know is like the major chord. Do you guys have any other guesses?
That was my guess.
Yeah, I get that.
Captain, your answer? It is a major chord, yes. So that's Bridgman answering major chord, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. And Bridgman, you've now got another music question coming your way. Which relative of the title character is represented by the bassoon in Prokofiev's composition for children called Peter and the Wolf?
If I remember correctly, that's his father.
Yeah.
Muppet. Answer, his father?
Not his father. Coloma, take a 20-point guess.
Grandfather. Answer, grandfather.
Kimberly knew that one, and that is correct. The score is 200 to 210. Bridgman in the lead. General knowledge is our subject. And Bridgman, this is for you. Each successive tier of this engineered wood product has the grain rotated 90 degrees. The building material made out of thin layers, laminated sheets of wood veneer that are glued together with adjacent layers of wood is called what?
Plywood. No, it's particle board, I think. Oh, it might be plywood.
Yeah, I don't think it's particle board.
Answer, plywood.
Good teamwork on that one. Plywood gets you 20 more points, Bridgman. Coloma, it's the name of a 2002 action film starring Arnold Schwarzenegger as Captain Gordon Brewer. What two-word euphemism refers to unintended civilian casualties or property destruction caused by bombs in warfare? A two-word expression.
Oh, that's got to be collateral damage.
Answer, collateral damage.
Collateral damage is right. This is a great round. History is our subject now. Coloma, this is for you. Of these West Point graduates and contemporaries, one was born with the first name Hiram. The other's middle name was Edward. What Union and Confederate generals first faced off in 1864's Battle of the Wilderness?
No idea.
Get it right and you'll take the lead.
Do you guys have any ideas?
Let's see. Probably Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee is the only other one I could think of. All right.
Answer, Grant and... what did you say? Robert E. Lee.
That makes the score Coloma 240, Bridgman 230, Coloma in the lead. Bridgman, this is the last question of the game. You get it right and you win. You don't get it right and Coloma wins.
Yeah.
Bridgman, the Punic Wars were fought between Rome and Carthage. Who were the opposing powers in the Peloponnesian Wars?
Athens, Sparta.
Yeah.
Athens and Sparta.
That's right. Bridgman wins it on the last question. 250 to 240. What a game. Coloma, great game. Sorry you didn't win. Bridgman, well done. We'll see both schools in a later edition of this, the WSJM Academic Challenge. I'm Charles Beal, your host. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM, presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.